From WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina, this is the Coastline Candidate Interview. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. In the nonpartisan race for Wilmington City Council, there are 9 people competing for 3 open seats that carry 4-year terms. 2 incumbents are hoping for re-election. They are with us today. And 1 seat is wide open since Earl Sheridan decided not to run again. Despite the fact that presidential election years turn out the highest numbers of voters, municipal elections have the most direct impact on quality of life. This fact is pretty widely accepted, and we've beaten this drum before, but here we go again. Even the most educated and engaged among us don't necessarily know the people who are running for Wilmington City Council. A local political scientist at a well-respected local university admitted that even he couldn't describe the candidates, their positions, and city issues. It takes work. Here's how good we are doing that work. In the 2015 municipal election, North Carolina voters turned out to the tune of 13.5%. Brunswick County voters were far more engaged that year. 23% of them voted. Pender County also saw about 22% of registered voters come to the polls. In New Hanover County, the turnout rate was a dismal 10.5%. In 2013, New Hanover County also fell to the bottom of the pack in voter turnout compared to other counties locally. Let's meet our candidates. It's the final 3 of the 9 in the race for Wilmington City Council. Interviews with the first 3 candidates, Deb Hayes, James Ray, and Perry Fisher, are posted at WHQR.org. If you're listening to the live Thursday show, interviews with Hollis Briggs, Kaylin McKay, and Philip White will be up by this evening. If you're catching the Sunday rebroadcast, they're all there. Each candidate will talk one-on-one with me today, answering my questions and yours. There are 2 ways to get your question in during the live Thursday edition. You can email us at coastline@whqr.org or call us at 910-343-1138. The phone lines are open now, and remember, each candidate appears in only 1 segment. Today's candidates are joining us in an order randomly chosen before the show that also just happens to be alphabetical. With us now, Clifford Barnett. He's pastor of the Warner Temple AME Zion Church in Wilmington. He serves as chairman of the Southeastern Dropout Prevention Coalition at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. He's a member of the Cape Fear Coalition for a Drug-Free Tomorrow Committee, and he was selected as a member of the D.C. Virgo Prep Academy Board of Advisors, where he mentors 5 boys on a weekly basis. He is vice president of the New Hanover County Smart Start Board. He's spearheaded the annual First 2000 Days Summit, and he's the founder of Bridges to Success, a program designed to offer assistance to students and their families who've been suspended from a middle or high school in New Hanover County. Clifford Barnett, welcome to Coastline.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You grew up in Maryland.
Yes.
What are some of the major differences you see in the community there versus the community that people in Wilmington face? Is it tougher here for a kid who's not born into privilege?
No, I don't think it's tougher. I think it's basically about the same. I think that any child that's not born in privilege still needs adequate education. He still needs opportunities to be employed. He still needs the opportunities to go to college.
Your bio shows, as I just read, that you serve the community in many specific, very hands-on, direct
Sure.
kinds of ways. Why a run at city council?
Well, the run at city council is because, as mentioned, I do serve the city by doing some hands-on stuff, but I also am a leader, and I also want to be in a position where I could give more influence to the needs and the services that the folks here in Wilmington need and desire.
You say that you mentor
yes, ma'am.
Some students, some
yes,
young
ma'am.
Kids on a weekly basis.
At D.C. Virgo.
And how would you have more of an impact as a city council member than, say, direct experience with those 5 boys?
Well, when I work with the 5 kids at D.C. Virgo, I'm only impacting 5 kids. A member of city council impacts families. It impacts future generations. And one of the things that I think about as we serve as city council, one of a team of 7, And as a team, we impact not only what happens to those five kids now, but what will happen to them and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren.
So what does that mean in practical terms then? How do you want to impact current and future generations as a member of City Council? What will you do?
In practical terms, some of the things that I'm very interested in, I'm interested in job training resources for local workers. I'm interested in getting employers to love our city, visit our city, come and say, we want to employ some of the folks that are here in our city. I'm interested in more green space, recreational spaces throughout the city. I'm interested in making sure that Wilmington serves everybody equally, that all citizens have an opportunity to be a part of the success of Wilmington, North Carolina.
So that last one is a lovely idea.
Sure.
How do you tackle that in a concrete kind of sense?
Okay.
Where are the areas of inequality?
I think some of the areas of inequality are affordable, safe, workforce housing, you know, where we can get housing throughout the city, where people who are teachers and police officers can afford homes. I think another place that we could do that would be in the transportation and working with the infrastructure that we have here. How are we adequately preparing for all of the new buildings and all the things that we're doing here in our city? That makes our city a great place to live.
We have a question from David. He's asking about the fact that Wilmington is the largest city in North Carolina without districts for City Council.
Sure.
In other words, all of these seats on City Council are at-large seats, and we know there has been a preponderance of folks from the downtown
Sure.
area. What do you think about that?
Well, I think, first of all, luckily here in Wilmington, we have elected people of diversity, which is a great thing. And I think that the problem is that we've got to make sure that we're not large enough to have more than 7 to 9 council members. And dividing those districts would be a difficult task. One, I thank God that it's not broken. I thank God that right now it's working for us.
You think people are well represented all over the city?
I think so. And the other thing I think is that we must consider, if we do the district as a portion, we must also remember that I would encourage that we would vote for the mayor at large.
You're listening to the Coastline candidate interviews today. We're meeting 3 of the 9 candidates for Wilmington City Council. You can ask your own question during the live Thursday edition by calling 910-343-1138 or email us at coastline@whqr.org. Darcel, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air. Darcel is not there. Okay. Darcel, we can't hear you. She asks, how do you plan to affect change with an all-white board? How can you represent our minority population?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm not going to just represent the minority population. I am a minority. I was born that way. I'm raised that way. But I will represent all of the citizens here at Wilmington. The other thing is, one of the things that I'm really good at is collaborating. I'm good at listening. I'm good at waiting. I think the way I can best serve is I use the acronym WAIT, which stands for Why Am I Talking? There's a lot I need to learn. And what I really want to do is just learn and listen, and I'll collaborate.
When we were talking just before we went on the air, you talked to me, you're pastor of a church here
Sure.
in Wilmington, and you talked about how your congregants come to you and say, we're more divided than we've ever been.
Sure.
And we've seen social scientists point that out. This country has become so polarized and sorted, self-sorted in some areas. Some would argue that Wilmington is racially segregated in a way that we've never been able to completely heal. What do you say to the people who come to you in despair about how divided we are?
I say, look at the positive. I say that even though we are divided, there are some things there we have more in common than we have in different. And so what I say to people is, go back and love your neighbor. You know, look at yourself, love your neighbor, be positive, and work for the betterment of our environment.
Are you talking about the neighbor that thinks like me and looks like me, or are you talking about the neighbor whose politics I completely disagree with?
Both. both. I think the one that looks like you, as well as the one that you totally disagree with, because I think we have some great things in common. I think everybody wants to see our city grow. I think everybody wants to see our children be successful.
Public transportation in Wilmington and New Hanover County has faced a tough road in terms of keeping funding, expanding its base of people who ride by choice. Some local policymakers have said that WAVE transit should just be funded at a minimal level, since most people in the area drive their own cars. They have their own means for getting around. Others say the population is growing, the number of riders by choice needs to expand. Where do you stand on that, and what do you think about funding for WAVE transit?
I think that we need more funding for WAVE transit. I think that if we can get more people on the bus, that will help us with the traffic and the infrastructure, especially since we're building all of these new buildings that house a lot of folks. I think that we need more funding for WAVE transit.
And how do we get more people on the bus?
I think you get more people on the bus, for one. And I had the privilege of riding with the director of WAVE Transit, and he showed us some things that they're trying to do. I think we get more people on the bus by providing more buses, more regular routes, you know, and also providing buses that will really service people who are going to work early, coming back home, things of that nature.
There are many issues that don't come before members of Wilmington City Council that concern, if you were to win a seat, your local constituents. Mm-hmm. Things like your position on incentives for film or offshore exploration, sure, for oil and gas. What role do you see, if you were to win a seat on Wilmington City Council, what's your role in those issues that you wouldn't directly be involved in making policy on? How do you influence those issues?
I think that, one, being a member of City Council, people listen to you. And I would hope that I would be able to take those issues that our citizens are concerned about and share them with the powers that be, share them with members of the Board of Commissioners or state legislators. And that would be my position.
We've heard that some of the functions in county and city government mean that there are redundancies in local
services.
Government.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is there anything that you would do to eliminate some of those redundancies or bring these two bodies together? Do we need both?
I think we do need both because it's a big city. I think we do need both. But I also believe that one of the things that I would be able to help bring is a spirit of collaboration, an opportunity to say, let's sit down and talk. You know, I love being able to let's sit and talk, and that's the reason. I think that we could help with services. You know, it's like, for example, schools. You know, schools are the responsibility of the county, yet they're in the city. And how can we partner to make sure that we're doing the best we can for our citizens?
Naveed asks, what's your opinion on the food deserts in and around downtown Wilmington? And how, as a city council member, could you influence that?
Okay, I'm very concerned about food deserts because one of the issues that affects children in poverty is that they don't get the opportunity to eat nutritious food. So I'd like to study more and to be able to determine how we could help building places where kids can get some fresh food.
And Robert Parr says sea level rise is accelerating high tide flooding in Wilmington. A proposed development on the Cape Fear River across from Wilmington may be sited on Battleship Road. That's the only road into the development. And Battleship Road floods regularly every year. It's going to flood more in the future. Battleship Road and Water Street were originally designed for a different sea level, which no longer exists. What
sure.
are your thoughts about that?
Well, I agree. That's part of the problem with the infrastructure, in that we built it years ago, and now we're having some issues because, like you said, the sea level is up higher. I think we need to just do further study and provide what we need to do to make sure that those folks on that area are not flooded out.
And we've had a lot of questions about Project Grace. This is the plan to redo the main library on that whole block on between Grace and Chestnut downtown. Some local stakeholders are concerned. County commissioners appear to be leaning toward a scenario that would lead to the loss of the library in its current form. It would move the Cape Fear Museum downtown. There would be a lot of condos built in. Gareth Evans points out that this is a block from River Place, which is the new development. and it will cause all manner of traffic issues. Now, of course, this is a county issue, but as a city council member, what's your take on that?
Well, I agree it's a county issue. I think that they're still doing some studies to really determine what procedure or what way they're going to handle that. Yeah. Go on. I'm sorry.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
You're having trouble hearing?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you now.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay. That's all right. And briefly, short-term rentals, should the policy on those be?
Okay. Short-term rentals. I think the policy should be, first of all, we want to preserve historic downtown. We think with short-term rentals, there ought to be a combination of the homeowner being present and also perhaps even having a limited number of rentals in a certain area. I think we need to monitor it.
And that's our time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Clifford Barnett, running for Wilmington City Council. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. When we come back from this break, we'll meet Kevin O'Grady. You can ask your own question of the candidate by calling us during the live Thursday show at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.